This is the Pipeline Mag podcast. Today, an oopsless study where users given a prompt box beside mouse controls typed prompts for only 6% of their edits.
Before we start, this episode was generated by AI from a Pipeline Mag article, and the hosts are synthetic voices.
PNN2, a near novice working through a mapping exercise, sat there with a prompt box open the entire time, right beside the ordinary click and drag controls, without ever using it.
And when asked why, they didn't say they hated AI. They said, quote, "I wasn't sure how to prompt it. I wasn't sure if it had to be in technical terms," end quote.
That moment really is the finding in miniature for a new Uppsala 2026 paper by Parker Ziegler, David Mindui Cao, Justin Lubin, and Sarah E. Chasins. Across 2,946 edits made by 18 participants in their study, only 6.14% were typed as natural language prompts.
94% of the time, given both options in the exact same interface, people overwhelmingly kept clicking. Every major design and coding tool right now is betting the opposite way, wiring a chat panel next to the canvas on the assumption that describing an edit will replace performing it.
And what makes that 6% figure so striking is how fair the comparison was. The researchers built CardoKit DM plus NL, a map editing tool where both a mouse and a prompt box modify the same underlying program.
Right, so a typed instruction could never produce a broken result the way a bolted-on AI feature sometimes can. It was about as fair a head-to-head test between direct manipulation and natural language as this comparison gets.
And the prompt box still lost. Badly. But not everywhere. Participants reached for it in two very specific situations.
Batch edits that would have cost 6 to 9 separate clicks by hand, and moonshot attempts at things they assumed the graphical interface simply couldn't do.
Look at the participants setting the breakpoints on a map's color scale. They gave up on the sliders and instead asked for breaks at integer values in 10 percentage point increments moving away from zero.
That is a single sentence standing in for what would otherwise have been 6 to 9 manual interactions. That's the prompt earning its keep as a shortcut over the interface, not a substitute for it.
And the moonshot case was pure user expectation. If someone assumed the canvas controls couldn't handle a task, they used the prompt box to reach beyond what they thought the graphical interface allowed.
Otherwise, if the controls were right there on the canvas, they just stuck with the mouse.
Now, the steel man counterargument here is real, and it arrived just 11 days before this preprint came out.
In her account of internal A-B tests, Amplitude's Amy Lin reports that a chat-first homepage raised engagement 55%, with under 3% of users reverting.
And what about sidebar placement and message volume?
An always-open AI sidebar beat a corner icon by 16.6%, and message of sent were up 13 times since December 2025.
Separately, JetBrain's 15,000 developer survey shows the market moving toward prompt-only tools, not away from them.
Claude Code, a command line tool with no direct manipulation surface, grew from 18% adoption in January 2026 to roughly 39% by mid-year.
Overtaking GUI native incumbents Copilot and Cursor, both declining over the same period, a pattern Pipeline has also traced through how those Claude Code teams actually coordinate.
So neither of those results contradicts the Uppsala study once you read past the headline.
Lin's own conclusion is that prompts only work when they're anchored to user intentions. And the paper's authors, working from 18-person study of a single tool across two short tasks, declined argue either paradigm is better.
Claude Code wins in an editor with no mouse to compete against. The prompt box in CardoKit DM plus NL wins only the fraction of jobs a mouse handles badly.
Which brings us to what this means for the products actually shipping chat panels right now. Neither study measured Figma, V0, or Lovable.
The researchers tested one research tool, and JetBrains counted which coding tools professionals adopted, not how those tools' internal panels get used. Applying the CardoKit finding to design tools is a read across, not a measurement.
But Figma's own release notes show exactly the bet this study should give pause.
A late August update gave its AI agent panel a separate floating window, followed on September 1st by MCP-connected generative plugins with their own code viewer.
And the same mismatch shows up one layer down in Figma Make.
where properties panel flighters quietly route every adjustment back through a prompt to the model rather than editing the file directly.
Treating the panel as decoration over a chat interface that was never optional to begin with.
If your product's canvas already has good direct manipulation controls, a chat panel bolted beside them is not competing on equal footing for most of a user's day.
It is competing for the narrow slice of edits that are repetitive or that users have already decided, rightly or wrongly, the canvas can't do.
That reframing matters most for the designer or engineer deciding whether their product's next AI affordance should be a chat panel.
The panel will sit closed through most of a user's working session, and it will be open for roughly two jobs, batching what the mouse does slowly and reaching for what someone assumes the mouse can't do.
A team measuring an AI panel by total messages sent is measuring engagement with the feature, not whether it replaced anything.
A team measuring it against those two specific jobs is measuring whether it earned its place on the screen.
PNN2 never found out what to type. The tool never told them, and the study suggests most of their fellow participants never needed to ask.
That's the episode. The full article with the sources is at pipelinemag.ai.